Antigone by Jean Anouilh, in a new translation by Christopher Nixon, starring Elizabeth Marvel, Frances Guinan, and Allie Mills, directed by Brendan Fox, recorded before an audience by LA Theatre Works. The body of Polynices, Antigone's brother, has been ordered to remain unburied by Creon, the new king of Thebes. Antigone's faithfulness to her dead brother, and his proper burial, and her defiance of the dictator Creon, seals her fate. Originally produced in Paris during the Nazi occupation, Anouilh's Antigone was seen by the French as theater of the resistance, and by the Germans as an affirmation of authority. And now, Antigone by Jean Anouilh.
All right. These people are going to act for you the story of Antigone. Antigone will be played by the thin little thing standing over there, the one who's not talking. She's looking straight ahead. She's thinking that very soon she's going to be Antigone. That she's going to rise up suddenly from out of the thin, glum, reclusive young girl whom nobody in the family took seriously and stand alone against the world, alone against Creon, her uncle, who's the king. She's thinking that she's going to die, that she's young, and also that she too would have preferred to live.